Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Granny Hamner. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Rapolsky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Lynette. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kindle hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Long batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Long hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hamner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Granny Hamner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hamner takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn moves to second. Ed Bauschi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Hamner moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rapolsky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Bauschi. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Bauschi steals second. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Anderson is walked intentionally. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rapolsky. Banks reaches second base with a double. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Neiman hits a fly ball into right field. Rapalski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks moves to third. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan strikes out. 2 outs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Drabowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lynette hits a line drive into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Kindle. The throw from Lynette and he is safe. Kindle steals second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Rapalski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn bunts towards third. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hamner bunts towards third. Kindle fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to second. 1 out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to third. 2 outs. Rip Rapalski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rapalski is 0-for-1 in the game. Rapalski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. It's 2-1, Phillies. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Anderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Long moves to third. Banks moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Drabowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lynette is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tanner is 0 for 2 in the game. Tanner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hamner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Tanner. Hamner reaches second base with a double. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The ball gets by Niemann for a passed ball. Hamner moves to third. Ed Bauschi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bauschi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi hits a line drive into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Morin moves to second. Bobby Adams pinch runs for Cal Niemann. Bob Speak pinch hits for Bobby Morgan. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Speak hits a line drive into right field. Rapalski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Adams now playing second base. Charlie Silvera now catching. Rip Rapalski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rapalski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rapalski hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lynette is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob will pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Will strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle strikes out. 2 outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roberts is 0-for-2 in the game. Roberts hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hamner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hamner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Bowman now playing right field. Rip Rapalski now playing left field. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tanner is 0-for-3 in the game. Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rapulski is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rapulski strikes out. 1 out. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bowman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lynette is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynette hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bowman moves to third. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Silvera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Silvera hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brosnan hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Ashburn. Brosnan reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Turk Farrell now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 4 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 4 in the game. Tanner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Bowman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Salihimus pinch hits for Turk Farrell. Salihimus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Himus takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ashburn is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hamner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hamner hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.